Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Yangizo Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the 12th installment in Caring for the Ill. What I would like to do today, and just to preface, this is not all the halachas in 5 minutes. This is just to give the basic guidelines so one understands what type of things one should try to ascertain in the hospital before calling the rabbi. Maybe if we have this discussion, people at least understand the concepts a little bit better. Hopefully, we'll feel more comfortable discussing them with a rabbi when the time comes. In what circumstances might one be correct in filling out a DNR or a DNI? So a core part of this discussion are some powerful tshuvos from Reb Moshe Feinstein, Zichron Levracha, in which he basically, I'm oversimplifying, but he basically lays out as follows, that a person always has the halachic responsibility to do everything they can to stay alive, except A, the person is in a terminal state. There is no way they're going to be healed from this illness. The cure does not exist at this point in time. Maybe there is a cure, but applying the solution to this patient would kill the patient in its own right. The person is in a terminal state. Defining terminal, we're all in a terminal state. We're not going to live forever. Define terminal might be 6 months, might be a year. That's a topic for discussion with the rabbi. But condition A is the person is in a terminal state. And condition B, they're in terrible pain, or the treatment that one might do for them, might administer to them, will cause them terrible pain. Terrible pain is also somewhat of a subjective term, requires a certain amount of interface with the rabbi, probably a doctor, to understand the circumstances. If both of those factors are true, that we're dealing with a terminal condition, and the treatment, again, I'm oversimplifying, but the treatment will be one of much pain, then Reb Feinstein says a fascinating thing. He says, at that juncture, it's the patient's choice. If the patient wants to keep on doing everything they can to live, that's the patient's discretion. If the patient at that point doesn't want to pain themselves for an unwinnable fight, that's also the patient's discretion. This issue is probably, you talk about making one's medical wishes clear to relatives and friends, etc. This, at least from a halachic perspective, is the core of the matter. How would you, John, Shimon, whatever the name is, how would you feel if your situation really can't be cured and the treatment will prolong your life but will not really cure you and will cause you much pain? How do you feel about that? How do you feel about prolonging your life in such circumstances? If the person's wishes are, in our day and age, I think most people would rather not prolong their life if it will be very painful and they really aren't going to be able to cure the illness. If the situation is such that they don't want to go ahead, Reb Moshe lays out three basic obligations that even if they don't want to go ahead, you have to do whatever you can on these three fronts. One is providing nutrition, one is providing hydration, and one is providing oxygen. But it could very well be that in certain circumstances, a person doesn't have to keep on going with chemo. It could be that in certain circumstances, a person doesn't have to go on with dialysis. Maybe a surgery is not necessary, and so on. And so maybe long-term intubation is not what's halachically necessary for this individual. The list goes on and on. It's very hard to set clear guidelines across the board. It really has to be on a case-by-case basis. You would be shocked how many situations there are in hospitals. When I said you have to continue with nutrition and hydration and oxygen, I'm sure the vast majority of you listening said, well, of course, why would you not? That's starving the person if you don't continue with nutrition. You'd be shocked how many circumstances there are in both hospitals and hospice care that the professionals want to, they won't tell you starve the person, but basically want to cut down on nutrition, and it essentially starves the person. Again, this is way oversimplified, but these are some of the situations some of the halachic issues that will dictate much of the discussion. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.